hallelujah, He is all in all. And thank you that that wonderful Holy Ghost is taking all the things of Christ and making them ours. He's showing this love to us and the value that we are to Him. Oh, this mighty plan. Oh, God, thank you. You've put the very inheritance of you in us, Lord. This treasure of your Son, praise God, His finished work on the cross. Thank you, Lord. Now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what it shall be. But we know when He shall appear, praise be to God. We shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And Lord, thank you. Thank you. It is your life that lives in us. Help us to be quickened in that life. Lord God, you said you seated us in the heavens with you, Lord. Let us understand and know, God, where we're sitting. Lord, thank you that we're not of here. We're not of this world. We're of God. Because we're born of His Son. Praise you, Jesus, what you've done, what you've finished. The power, Lord God, that you've called us to be your sons. And Lord, we do. We worship Him. We adore Him. All thanks, all honor, all praise, all glory to Him. And Lord, help us to be those vessels that will grow to give Him that glory, to be His glory. Oh God, to shed that glory upon Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this. Lord God, it's going to be your love that constrains us today. As always, we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful, wonderful to have that anointing upon us, brothers and sisters, and it's here. John chapter 21, reading from verse 3. That's John 21, reading from verse 3. And this is so sweet. Remember, this is after Jesus has died and risen again. And sweet Peter denying Him those three times. But here we have our precious faithful Lord. And He shows up as they're fishing. You ever have the Lord show up when you're fishing? Well, He did here. And He's done it a lot with me, praise God. Matter of fact, He puts them fish on my hook, praise His name. Verse 3, Simon Peter say unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth, entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Nothing. But when the morning was now come, and just think, they fished all night. When the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore the disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. How many times we've been in this place, huh, brothers and sisters? How many times? The Lord bringing us here, waiting for us to trust Him. Waiting for us to trust Him. He's personally pushing my heart at these moments to really step out in faith. I thank God He tells us with what He's fed us, praise be to God, you're champions. Your kings. Take those five talents I gave you. Bring me back five. That's what I've given you to do. That's what I've enabled you to have for me. And so we see here so sweetly. And I'm thankful for Peter. Peter didn't get discouraged. He just obeyed the Lord. And God was so faithful, I don't even know, and I really don't think in reading this, Peter didn't even know it was the voice of the Lord at that moment. But Christ in His faithfulness quickened in Peter to believe the Lord. Do you see how faithful God is? I mean, do you really know how faithful God is to your life? He's even got you believing when you don't even think you're believing. He's got you believing when you don't even know sometimes you're believing. But I'll tell you, that disciple, he knew the voice of the Lord, didn't he? He said, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's our faithful Jesus. Now, I think about these graduates, and boy, we had a good time. I think the Lord, he just keeps pouring out his grace. That little gathering we had Friday night down in the basement, the countenance of the Lord upon those young people, to think how God has kept them in that wondrous truth, that they love the Lord, and they know it was the Lord that has given them this opportunity. And you hear all of these stories of these kids that are so depressed and that they went through this, you know, COVID time, not even going to school and all these different things, and they didn't have friends. You would have never known it in those young people, because they have a message that nothing catches God unaware. God called these young people to this time. God has called us to this time. This is the time of the coming of the Lord, and let me tell you something. You're going to endure hardness as good soldiers. And God is no respecter of person. It's going to be in the young and the old. He's calling us. And that word that he's given us doesn't return void to him. And these young ones, by the grace of God, and the Lord has opened up this place. The Lord, by the grace of God, took fear out of this place. You learn, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, was walking through a furnace just a story, or is it your life? Have you ever been in a lion's den and he shut their mouths? There is no weapon formed against thee that will prosper. And now you're finding out more and more, these are weapons. You don't have to look the other way. You can look into that. And you can be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. I know what the enemy's working. I know what's going on. But I know this is all orchestrated of God. Let me tell you something. There's going to become diseases without name. They put numbers on them now. There are going to be so many coming out, they won't even be able to name them. Variant, this one, that one, whatever. Which one you want to fear? Which one you want to fear? This lion, that lion, or that lion? You think Daniel was sizing them up and saying, okay, well, that lion, that's the one I fear. Where are we? Where are we? Who are we? Who are we? We're the sons of God. Amen, we are. And I'll tell you what, every child of God, you know something. You should. Your days are numbered. Numbered. They're not going to change. It's not going to change. The Father knows when I'm going to be called home. I don't know if it's the subway. I don't know if it's the highway. But the one thing I do know, for me to live is Christ, brother, and to die is gain. When I came to visit you, I think you're a little disappointed you weren't looking at Jesus and looking at me. You know what I'm saying. I saw my mom having that heart attack. It was so sweet to be there with her. There she'd take those breaths as she was laying in that hospital bed. Oh, is that contraction in her heart hurt so bad. And she'd just go like this. And then it would relieve. And she said, oh, I'm going to go be with Jesus. I'm going to go be with Jesus. And that nurse said, no, Nancy, don't go. Don't go. And she said, oh, honey, you don't realize where I'm going. You don't realize where I'm going. And I'm telling you, her son, and I'm telling you, I've been with her a long time. My mom's 91. I don't think I became detached from her till I was probably about 12. Ask my sister. They called me fungus. But I was happy for her to go. And it was real. I'd miss her. But I know where she's, the desire of her heart, everything that she's ever lived for. That child, the very first song that she ever learned, she couldn't even say the words, Abida, I'll be there. I'll be there when the first trumpet sounds. I'll be there. I'm told that story over and over, coming down that birth canal, being born. My mom was speaking in tongues. Doctor helped me and said, Nancy, every time you have a child, it's a miracle. Where are we? Let's don't be shameful. I'm not out here to stick it in somebody or provoke, but I'll tell you what, if my stand for God provokes you, good. And that's just the grace of God that's with me. Now, thinking about these graduates, how sweet. They now have these degrees. Isn't that something? Proud of them. But will they trust God with them? Will they trust God to lead them? And lead them where He wants. Not just saying, I'm throwing down my tracks and saying, God, you're going to run that train over them. You know it don't work that way. We can all feel like we're trusting God. Oh, I'm trusting God. No, you're not trusting God. You let God. You just let God. You don't even have time to let go, honey. Just let God. And I mean that. You understand, it happens awful fast. And I love so much the father of us all, Abraham. You know, he had a living, he did. He had a good job. He was working in an idol shop. And we know that story, God called him out. God called him out. And he did not know where he was going, did he? God didn't say, you know, here's the plan, here's all of it. He heard the voice of God and he moved. And he trusted God. And God made that man that knew nothing about God, that he called out of an idol shop, he made him the father of many nations. He took that man out of that idol shop, and he made him one of the wealthiest men that's ever been on the face of this earth. He gave him cattle, he gave him sheep, he gave him gold, he gave him silver. And I'll tell you what, he had no idea or no knowledge about it. But the one thing Abraham had, which we find out in Romans 4, verse 20, here's what Abraham he staggered not. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. See, that's how you stagger at the promises of God. You don't believe them. You don't believe them. You've been in this meeting, I believe all of us, by God's grace. And whether it's been in another meeting and hearing the truth, praise God. But I'll tell you one thing. You're going to hear nothing withheld in this place, and that is different. He wants you to know His love. But here we've heard this time and time again. We see these promises. God makes them so evident, we rejoice in them. God help us to be like old Abraham, and he just came out of an idol shop. And he said, I'm not going to stagger at the promises of God through what? Unbelief. It didn't say that he staggered at the promises of God through his actions. Let me tell you something. If you know about Abraham's life, he failed. And that was after he didn't stagger from the promises of God. All right? That's your life. And it's beautiful. And it'll make mistakes. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't have to trust the Word of God. And the greatest gains you'll ever have is in those mistakes. Failures, heartbreaks, all these different things, but you're still trusting God. See, that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants you to get looking at you and get defeated in you and get you away from the truth. And you should be just focused on mercy all the time. Oh no, this is my Lord that gives me the exact extreme opposite of what I always deserve. Always. Always. And even when I believe not, he abides faithful. Praise God. Why do you think Peter threw that net on the other side of the boat? That was God. That was God. That wasn't Peter's goodness. That wasn't Peter reacting to the Lord. That was God. God took his hands. God took that net in his hands and he threw it over there. And then as John said, oh, Peter, that's Jesus. That's Jesus. Oh, that's Jesus. And that is Jesus. But here it said he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. That's how you stagger at the promises of God, is unbelief. Don't go there. Just believe God. And what was he? He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And I believe that was probably continually, wasn't it? Even as he saw his body age and he still didn't have that baby with Sarah, that promise was coming through her. She laughed. We're both 100 years old. My womb's dead. How's this going to happen? But God. But God. And he was still strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded. Oh, that's a good one. Not just persuaded, but there ain't no doubt. My God said it, and it's so. Being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. So he was still waiting for it, wasn't he? Amen? I believe we got a promise that he said, I will perform the good work which I begun in you unto that day. Amen? And you know what that good work is. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's why he has us at this time, praise God, in this message, is to hear that bridal message. That's the good work that he's going to perform. And that good is that exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. It's that hyper parasuo grace. Go back and listen to those. But that's like grace so out of here, it just blew up everything. But that's our God. So, stagger not at the promises of God. He was strong in faith. And that's what always makes the difference. That is what always makes the difference. Faith. Faith takes you right out of unbelief and puts you right into the peace that passes all understanding. It doesn't even matter what's going on. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm strong in faith. Hallelujah. I don't want to just have faith. I want to be strong in faith. And praise be to God. I want to get into that camp with God. I can do anything but fail. His son Isaac, did you know that when he would harvest 100 times more than everybody? The Philistines got jealous at that man. How did he know how to do that? Did he get a degree in horticulture? God did it. There was Jacob. He comes along. Now Jacob, I tell you, we saw that he was a little bit fearful, wasn't he? You know, he'd kind of try to weasel things, but you know, God said that ain't going to be that way. And so Jacob thought, well, I'm just going to go work for my uncle. I'm going to go work for him, and that's good. But see, that God wasn't having that. Jacob, you're going to be a sole proprietor. Oh, yes. Jacob, you're a full overcomer in the Old Testament, son. You may not be acting like that, but I know what I put in you. And you're going to be a lord of all. And praise be to God. You know what happened? That wonderful, sweet life, he had sheep and cattle. All of that wealth, what God did for him. Then Joseph, you think about that as well too. There was that Joseph. What did he know about, and let's just call it, reigning and ruling over the world? Egypt was it at that time. This young man was put in a pit. He was a slave. That's what happened. Then he was a prisoner. Then he went back to being a slave. Then he was a prisoner. Back and forth and back and forth. What did he know about that? It didn't matter. God called him to it. Amen? And then you think, but and take this, each and every one of us. Think about Bathsheba. She comes out of an adulterous affair. What did she know about, or how did she deserve to be the queen? Boy, everybody's thinking about that one. Wow, I never thought about it that way. What about Esther? Esther was I tell you, she was an orphan. Sent out to one of her relatives. Within 1 year, she's the queen. 1 year. What did she know about that? How did she deserve that? God. God. Rahab, we could say the same thing. A prostitute. Maybe even the mistress of the house. Yeah, you probably need to clear your throat. You think about those things. But yet she was the only one that was going to marry the Redeemer. You think God's got you? You think I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Do you think your life truly has that purpose? That purpose. I'm talking full purpose. And he draws us, doesn't he? He draws us. And I thank God how he shows us about that bride. That bride is out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Oh, yeah. Look at the word of God. They weren't cookie cutters. They just weren't. They were all over the board. We had doctors. We had tax, you know, guys, fishermen, prostitutes, lots of bad people. Just like right in here. Let me tell you something. All men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen? That's wonderful. So now we love mercy, praise his name, and that's what it is. So the question is, will you trust God? Will you trust God? Or are you going to let others define you and your life? See, brothers and sisters, we are at a time. Who are we going to trust? What are we going to lean into? Is it going to be the world and its ways and its thoughts of me and how it's trying to form me? Or is it going to be God? And the question is just like with Abraham. Are you going to stay in the comfort of an idol shop? And let me tell you what today's idol shop can be. Today's idol shop, brothers and sisters, can be social or societal pressure. That's the idol shop. You want to stay there? Huh? I'll tell you another one that can happen. Family pressure. And that is the truth. The family can love you. But if they're not loving you in the truth, you got to wake up to that. I'm thankful for whatever good a family did for you. But I'll tell you what, God wants the best for you. And I thank the Lord, as I believe one of our brothers told us, well, as for me and my house, we're going to go with God. We are going to go with God. We're going to live the wonders of what the Lord has for us. And we've always heard that sweet little adage. You know, it's the alive fish that swim upstream. And you know what they're swimming upstream for, don't you? They're fruitful. Fruitful. Any dead fish can float downstream. I tell you what, I have fished for salmon about 3 or 4 or 5 times in my life. One of the most incredible things to see when that run comes. They're insatiable to be fruitful. And I mean, there's waterfalls that you can't even imagine how high they are. And you're thinking, there's no way that fish getting up there. And you'd be fishing and whoo. They're not even getting up there. I mean, they're clearing it by a long shot because they're alive and they want to be fruitful and they got to fight for it. And there's things looking to prey on them. It's not easy. And then that beautiful fish, as it started so beautifully silver, they get up there and right when it's all that fruitful time. It is kind of sad. Their bodies are torn. Their flesh is ripped. But praise be to God. That desire, it got it done. They didn't look like much by the time they got there. But it was done.
now. I can testify of this in many ways. God has rerouted my life many times. He has. I'm so thankful. And my brothers and sisters, just the desire of the Lord in their lives. But then also naturally, they had desire to do things in their life. And I could see God work those things in their life. Whether it's my sister here, my brother, I have another brother. You know, we have this wonderful finance. We have an attorney. We have this doctor. And then here came fungus. Yeah. It's all right. My brothers still tell me today they did not get the right baby at the hospital. But it's okay. I'm okay. But I went from singing opera. I went to a financier. Here I am now, pastor. Now, I'm going to tell you something here. God just called me to these things. As a matter of fact, he actually just set me in it. And that's the truth. Maybe accept the singing a little bit, but he set me in it and he said, here you go. And I thank God, he says, I'll take care of the rest. Do you believe God for that? Amen. I've set you in it, I'll take care of the rest. And then, believe me. And I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, what a wonderful journey it's been. And I thank God he kept me from saying, well, I got to change myself. I got to act a different way. I got to be a different person. There are a lot of people think I still should be a different person, and that's okay. But God assured me, and I pray you listen to him to assure you, I chose you just like you are. Just like you are. I thank God for that. I thank the Lord so sweetly. Now, you mark them that have that faith and love for Paul's gospel. That's what we go after. That's why we love and not loved. Love ones like a Sister McGuire. Love ones like a Brother McLamb. I've been here long enough as a little guy, Sister Chris Wilson. Huh? Our precious pastor, Brother Hill. But I'm going to tell you something. I can't be any of them. I'm going to win this race. It's got to be this camel. Yeah. And you know what he said? He said, I chose you because I love you. I love you. Not because of anything else. I love you. And there's something about being in love, isn't there? It doesn't matter. And when somebody's really in love, you can be their friend, you can be their family. Well, oh, you can. It ain't going to stop that. No, never. It ain't going to stop it. How much more so God? Our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he fell in love with you. Do you think he's going to stop? I mean, have you really ever really, 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 really been in love with somebody? And maybe you did at one time. Oh, I want to stop. Just got to stop this. I'm going to shut that down. And you're back and, you know. The Lord, through this truth, he tells us it's like that with him. Read the Song of Solomon. It's fun. It'll make you smile how he loves you. It says that he looks through the lattice, that just a bat of her eye, it causes him to blush. Let me tell you something. We're listening to his truth right now. He's blushing. And if you don't know that, my heart goes out to you. Because that's the lover of our soul. And I thank God I know that. I thank God I rejoice in that. I'm so glad, praise God, as we were going through the candlestick and there were some things that came up. I went through them kind of fast, but if you really kind of pay attention, as a sister did, she smiled and said, boy, don't you love that he loves us like that? And as you go on with him, he'll cause you to blush too. He don't care. He comes after you. And by the grace of God, we need to be the same. The same. Lord, you've ravished my heart. I don't care what people think of me. I don't care what I think of myself. I know this word. I know what you've said to me. I know you've opened this up and said, honey, it's you. It is you. And I am going to marry you. And I hear him. I hear him. And I trust his grace and I trust his mercy. I'm not trusting anything about me. There isn't anything to trust. There's no faithfulness here, but all the faithfulness is in here. And his promises are yea and amen. And he has promised us, sisters. He has promised us, brethren. He has promised us, I will perform the good work which I have begun unto you unto that day. And I will not stagger by God's grace on that promise. I won't. Why would we? How could we? How could we stagger on that promise? God just doesn't say things. He's given it to us. He's given it to us. See, I don't want to be defined by what somebody says, what people have told me who I am, all the reasons that I can't. I want the Word to define me. And the Word does define me. Our life as the sons of God lives by the faith of the Son of God, the faith of the Son of God. And we know the faith of the Son of God is the Word of God. That's our life. And praise the Lord, that's what's going to define us. I want to hear the words, now are you a son of God. Now are you a son of God. I want to hear those words, whom I foreknew, I did predestinate. I want to hear those words that, honey, I made you Lord of all. I want to hear the words, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I want to hear the words, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And I'm telling you, I believe that for you. Because we hear the same thing. He meant it for us, didn't he? He meant it for us. And I thank the Lord. Oh, I thank the Lord that it's time to launch out further. Further in grace. Further in grace. And trust the Lord with your life. All the scars, all the problems, all the issues. And believe him. And believe him. Brothers and sisters, that's who we are. That's who we are. That is the hope of his calling that we have. We are of him. We're just abiding. There is a trumpet blast that I still believe by God's grace. It's happening today. And it's going to be a joy. I'm going to put off this corruptible. But he's got it done with this corruptible that I got. He's got it done. If I was any other way, honey, if you were any other way, it wouldn't be. Wouldn't be. Wouldn't be, brother. Wouldn't be. Can you thank him? Are you wonderfully and fearfully made to win him? Are you wonderfully and fearfully made to win him? Let's pray.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus,
in your name, in your name, in your name.
Do you love me?
Jesus.
Do you love me?
Yes, God.
Do you love me?
Yeah.
Love does all constrain you.
Yes, God.
Greater love has no man than this, than he that would lay down his life for his sin. I've called you friends. Commune with me, fellowship in me. I am that I am.
Yes.
I was, I am, I is, and I'm always and will always be. The first and the last.
Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you and just thank you again. Thank you for this great love wherewith we are loved. Thank you, God, that this divine truth, that it is impossible for you to lie. God, that we can be confident in your calling. We can be confident in your choosing. And Lord, we're thankful that you're causing us to not stagger at those promises any longer. Thank you, God, that we're feasting upon what you give us, and that we are arising, and that we're strong in faith. We're not double-minded. We're not tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Lord, we can believe because we are growing in the knowledge of your love to us. And when we know the love of Christ to us, praise God, we stand. And we stand as the pillars in the house of the Lord. And we stand, praise God, and we do not waver. And Lord, we stand, praise God, as that wondrous couple, Lord God, that the Father, hallelujah, someday will stand before him. And Lord, what a rejoicing of that union of the wedding. Hallelujah. Lord, I see her in all her splendor. Lord God, as she descends from heaven, having your glory. And Lord, we thank you. That is all because of this wonderful truth and love. That by faith we believe and we do not stagger. We just stand and thank you. And praise you and give you all the glory. Lord, thank you for this wondrous, wondrous, beautiful truth. And these vessels, Lord God, us earthen vessels that you have chosen, that you have deemed to be that pearl of great price to you. In Jesus' name, it will be a thanks and praise upon our lips, Lord God. Forever and ever and ever. Amen. Praise be to God.